And you're tuned to ArtBee with me, Max, here, and we have an interview. And Perth Symphony Orchestra has a new chamber music series, WA Stories, held at Hackett Hall, WA Museum, Bulla, Bardip. The first story was on Friday 16th and Saturday 17th of August and was very successful. The next two coming are Prima, the story of Lucette Aldous, and Hope, Hardship and a Fortunate Life, the story of Albert Facey. On the ArtBeat show to tell us more about WA Stories is the creative director of Perth Symphony Orchestra, Fiona Campbell.
Hey, so lovely to be here, Maxie. Thanks for letting me come and talk about this fabulous new concert series.
So good to talk to you on ArtBeat. So this new production combines music, visuals and narration, which seems to be the theme of the show today, with stories about WA's historical figures. How did this idea come about?
There's just so many incredible people who live and have lived in WA. And I mean, obviously I love music. It's a huge part of my life, and I love chamber music. And that's something that Perth Symphony also loves to offer, because they've got so many quality musicians. But I just feel that I wanted to create a new kind of chamber music experience. So it's not just people coming and sitting and listening to complete chamber works, but I thought, let's mix it up a little bit. You know, let's make it more about the set list of someone's life. So we sort of follow the arc of their life through a set list of music. And so there's this narrative that is kind of punctuated by all of this beautiful music, which is a very eclectic mix. As it turns out, and then I wanted to accompany it with visuals and narration, and people just absolutely love it. It just brings the whole story and experience to life. So they're not so much a historical figure, but we feel as though we've walked in their shoes a little bit.
We're talking with Fiona Campbell here on ArtBee. We're just going to come back to you in a second, Fiona. And you're on ArtBeat, and we are talking with Fiona Campbell, the creative director of Perth Symphony Orchestra, and we're talking about WA Stories. Why, yeah. Fiona, why did you choose these particular WA icons? And maybe you can mention the icons you've chosen.
It's really interesting. Different things came through conversations I had with people, but the Bishop of the Bush, which was Rosendo Salvado, was, I thought, significant because he was such a progressive man. And, he came from Spain. He came from a very comfortable life and came to WA and was one of the first people who really struck up a genuine friendship for the Yued people of the Noongar Nation. And that was, he really developed a very deep relationship and friendship with them, was so interested in their customs and culture and language, and really recognised them as a highly intelligent people with so much to offer. And that was not usual in his day. So I thought that was a really great story of, a positive sort of example of early interactions. Obviously, the colony was very young at that time. Lucette Aldous is someone who is a prima ballerina, or was a prima ballerina. She danced with Rudolf Nureyev, had a massive career in Europe and America, was like an absolute superstar in the dancing world, came back to work with Australian Ballet, and then ended up settling here in Perth and working at WOPA for like over 20 years and really helping establish WA Ballet and inspiring generations of dancers. Like, it's a really incredible story, and we're so lucky that she ended up here. And then, of course, the Albert Facey story is so well known. He wrote A Fortunate Life. And again, I just think it's a remarkable sort of pioneering story of a very humble man who lived an extraordinary life. And so I thought, obviously, you know, there's been TV series about it, and Theatre 180 have done an incredible show about his life, which I haven't seen yet, but I've heard incredible things. But I just felt that music could help enhance and shape his story in a way that perhaps people hadn't experienced before.
Sounds amazing. And so I imagine that there's quite a bit of research involved. Can you tell us how you went about researching and developing these works? So it is a symphony, it is music and visuals and story. Can you tell us a bit behind that?
Yeah, well, it depends on the story. So with the Prima story, Lisette Aldous, I've actually working with her daughter, Fleur, who is still alive. And so I've had access to all of their family photos and information about her. I asked Barry Moreland, who was used to be the artistic director of WA Ballet, to help write the script, and he's done a beautiful job of that. And David McAllister will be narrating the script. But as we kind of, yes, there's a lot of research involved, but because I've got that connection with the family and there's so much known about Lisette, it's kind of easier to piece together in a way. And so we've reached out to the Australian Ballet to get permission to use their photograph. We've reached out to the Rudolf Nureyev Foundation, and they're very happy for us to use the photograph. So it is a really big, big project every time. With the Bishop story, we had great help from the Archival Museum at New Norcia, and we also I got the help of John Kinder, who was a UWA professor and is incredibly knowledgeable about this area and about missionaries and also the impact that had on the Aboriginal people. And I felt, because he had so many Noongar friends, he was very well placed to help tell that story in a very honest and sensitive way. And with the Albert Facey, I'm working with Fremantle Press, who obviously published the book, and actually working with his granddaughter, Chris Harling, who also brought us in lots of family photos and precious personal mementos that we've been able to scan and will be part of the presentation. So things that possibly have never been seen before. And I think that's what's exciting about telling WA stories, is we have this opportunity to, you know, connect with people who are still alive or still part of that family. So they actually remember, like Chris remembers her granddad, Albert Facey, you know, and was able to tell me some really amazing things about him that have probably, I haven't seen anywhere else in the information about him, but, you know, sort of personal anecdotes, which is really special.
If you have just tuned in, you're tuned to Artbeat, and we're hearing from Creative Director of the Perth Symphony Orchestra, Fiona Campbell, about their latest series, WA Stories. Like you mentioned, Fiona, Bishop of the Bush has already been presented. What was the response to that?
It was absolutely incredible. I mean, I thought people would enjoy the, you know, concert, but they were really blown away. Like, they absolutely loved it. The feedback I got was they felt like they had walked in his shoes, that they also felt like they learnt a lot about, like, historically what he had done in his time and what happened as well around him. And that the music was so eclectic and so beautifully kind of balanced against the story that it really enhanced that. And they loved the images. We were able to collect some incredible historical images from the WA State Library, you know, sort of showing Perth at that time, you know, in sort of 1860s. And, of course, there's nothing there. You know, there's the Government House, and St George's Terrace is literally sand, like a sandy road as far as the eye can see. And having that stark contrast with that image, and then I had a beautiful Bellini aria playing, because that's what he played in the old courthouse, was just incredibly moving. People were deeply, deeply moved by it. And so I know I'm onto something. I know this is a form of storytelling that people are really excited to experience.
We've been talking a lot about stories today on Artbeat, and what's so beautiful, like you mentioned just a moment ago, is, you know, people might have seen Lucette dancing, or they might have read Albert Face's A Fortunate Life, but reconnecting to these stories, you're getting some, you know, secondhand knowledge from relatives, or you're being able to research, so they're able to experience something that they might not have gotten through those other media,
yeah.
Which is so
yeah.
special.
It's so, so special. And Fleur is actually going to dance for us on stage. So when Lucette was 76, Sue Healy did a film on her dancing. And we've got Sue's permission to use two excerpts of that film. So that's Lucette dancing at the age of 76. And I've got that up on screen playing. We have a beautiful piece of music playing with the piano. And Fleur is going to shadow her mum on screen dancing live for us in Hackett Hall. Like, literally, people will be on the floor with that. It's going to be so emotional and beautiful. I just can't wait to share that.
Now, I think I remember Lucette, seeing her around town. Very elegant woman. And I like how you've titled this Prima, and it's going to be beautiful. And Hope, Hardship and A Fortunate Life is about Albert Facey, who many people might be familiar with through the book, A Fortunate Life. And like you said, his grandson is doing the narration?
No, we haven't got the narration, the narrator, actually, that hasn't been finalised.
Oh, okay.
But I've been working with his granddaughter, Chris.
Yeah, okay.
But she doesn't feel comfortable to do the narration, which is fine.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but it's good that you're getting, getting to talk with the family, isn't it?
Oh, it's incredible. And you know, we have images of, like, at one... I mean, his life, when it just makes me cry thinking about it, because, you know, he endured such absolute hardship and heartbreak. And, like, this one moment, I mean, there were happy times too, but he did have a very challenging life. And there's one point in his life where it's his wife's birthday. They've been waiting 4 years. They don't know whether their son is alive or not from World War II. They always kept hope that he would be alive. But on his wife's birthday, he receives the telegram telling them that their son has actually was killed.
Yeah.
4 years earlier, and they received that, and he doesn't tell his wife all day because it's her birthday, and he'd organised a dinner and people coming over, and he wanted her to enjoy the day because he knew that as soon as he told her, she would never be the same. And I think it speaks to he held that pain all day, and I just think it speaks volumes of the kind of strong and generous person that he was, to be able to sort of contain that information until he found a good time to tell her. And we have the actual a copy of the original telegram that we will show on screen at that moment, and then play the most beautiful Puccini, which was music that Puccini wrote when he'd lost his dearest friend. So there's real heartbreak that I think we can connect with through music in a way that no other medium does.
And how do you go about connecting that music? Like, so Puccini, what else?
Yeah, well, I guess...
and I guess I just wanted to add there too that you're playing at Hackett Hall, which... Is that a special place for acoustics as well, isn't it?
It's so good. It's absolutely beautiful. So we've got an ensemble of about 14. We also have a singer. For Facey, I've got a whole selection of music, some Australian music, some Bellbirds, a local composer, Emma J. Kumar, But I've got, like, it's a long way to Tipperary, because obviously he goes off to Gallipoli and he loved that song apparently. But I've also got the incredible Barber's Adagio for Strings, because I just think that the weight of the war is so incredibly expressed in that piece of music. And yeah, so I just kind of pieced it together around the story, connecting the Australianism of sound, but also that bigger emotional moments in the Puccini, in some of the Lark Ascending by Vaughan Williams, because Facey also talked about that he didn't have music growing up, but the birds were his music. That's what he sort of reflected in his book, that he wasn't really alone because of the beautiful sounds of the bush. So I've just tried to find that music that reflects those moments in the story. And then we actually finish with If Those Lips Could Only Speak, which was his favourite song that he always sung for his beloved wife, Evelyn, who he was with for nearly 60 years. So I think everyone's going to be crying in that one too.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Look, thank you so much for inviting me on Artbeat. And I hope your listeners really, you know, come along and experience these very, very special WA stories.
That is the director of Perth Symphony Orchestra, Fiona Campbell, and she's been chatting with us on Artbeat about their latest series, WA Stories. There's two more to catch: Prima, the story of Lucette Aldous, Friday 27th and Saturday 28th September, and Hope, Hardship and a Fortunate Life, the story of Albert Facey, on Friday 11th and Saturday 12th of October. You can book at perthsymphony.com. to see WA Stories, and it sounds like it's going to be beautiful.